This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. According to the Communications and Multimedia Minister, Dato' Sri Dr. Saleh Syed Kerwak, the government targets the digital economy to contribute approximately 20% to the gross domestic product or GDP by 2020. He also said that the digital economy would be the focus of the 2017 budget that will be announced on Friday by Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib Razak. The greater level of government digitization could potentially be the key here to reach this digital economy target. And here with me today is Alex Low. He's the VMware Country Manager for Malaysia to talk about how the digital economy could actually benefit Malaysia overall. So Alex, the target is set. It's like, you know, digital economy to contribute 20% of GDP by 2020. Perhaps I think we should just take a step back and, like, you know, from your perspective, from VMware's perspective, what's the level are we at the moment? And, you know, what defines digital economy here?
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. The government has always been very supportive in terms of embracing technologies in Malaysia. And as you see that the initiative previously they have done in terms of enabling high-speed broadband for the Malaysia citizens, whether or not to the urban, suburb or rural area. At the same time, in terms of the development of mobile, we have also actually have gone into the 4G. Truly thrilled with such initiative and such progress for Malaysia. In terms of digital economy, from what I understand or from my opinion of standpoint, I would say that how do we actually digitalize the whole country, whether or not from a smart country, whether or not from a smart township, or whether or not from a smart building or smart healthcare as well to get connected. That's why if you look at it globally, we talk about Internet of Things, IoT, and this is actually very important for us to embark into it as we progress and at the same time with the government support. IoT from layman terms, I would like to actually elaborate further. A lot of people talk about it, but the most important thing is that I will break it down into three layers. The first layer, or I will break it down into three pillars. The first pillar, usually we'll talk about the devices, whether or not in simple layman terms, air conditioning, refrigerator, or so on. Those are the devices. And the most important thing, the second pillar, is the connectivity and the security. And whereby the third pillar is basically on the analytics. So whatever that we need to collect, the reason is because of IoT, we need to actually analyze it so that we can actually have more of a predictive and prescriptive information provided to the business to make certain business decision to be more effective and efficient. That can help drive the economy as well.
So Malaysia is sort of, we're not phase one when it comes to digital economy, because you mentioned before, you know, like previous years, we've seen, you know, the implementation of like, you know, high-speed internet broadband across the, you know, nationwide, you would say, you know. We've moved from, you know, stage one to even maybe, we've even passed stage two because, you know, mobile penetration in urban areas is on an high. It's only on the outskirts, it's the rural areas that, you know, we haven't reached a certain number that could consider ourselves as a smart nation per se. But in urban areas and maybe major cities around Malaysia, we're there already. Yeah. So what are you expecting then from, you know, this budget in terms of to push forward, you know, to push that target even more?
Absolutely. There's always room for improvement. We are progressing, like what I've mentioned. The key important thing is that even you look at it a few years ago, I mean, YTL won an education curriculum in terms of enlarging all their Wi-Fi into the university or into the school, actually, in actual fact, more than 10,000 schools.
Yeah.
That actually enable all the students to have the capabilities or the ability to access to internet. So I think right now we are excited by looking at Vision 2020 with the digital economy. I believe that the 5G is coming on board and that will definitely help to resolve in terms of connectivity. However, if you look at it, that is not the key important things that we need to look at it. Security also play a very important role. The more things that you can actually tap into, the citizens definitely concerned, especially on the confidentiality. How do you protect that? So security play a very important role in this case, whereby we strongly believe we can actually play a very important role to contribute in resolving the security issue.
All right. So as a player in the digital economy space in that sense already, VMware, what are the current challenges that you see the industry is actually going through at the moment?
Okay. The challenges, I would actually put it in terms like what I have mentioned. In terms of IoT, I talk about the three pillars. But the key important thing is that whether or not these three pillars are still classified as a platform. However, they are also actually people and talent, the second portion, and also at the same time, the process. So if I were to look at it overview in terms of platform, I mentioned to you how we can actually assist in terms and contribute to resolve, especially on the connectivity and security area side of it. But at the same time, you got to look at from a people and talent and also the process. A typical example, what we can actually help for people and talent. We have actually worked with APU a few years ago in terms of actually enable to ensure that our local students will have the knowledge of IT knowledge at the same time, but those are actually on the private university. Another typical example that I can share with you is like, we have worked with Epicom in Indonesia. It's as equivalent to MDEC in Malaysia, that we have actually enabled 99 public university to actually embark into joint venture that we ensure that the students are enabled, we enable the students more well worth in terms of IT knowledge. So when they actually graduated, it's not something new to them, but they are really familiar with it.
What do you hope to see that in this that will be announced in this budget that can help to alleviate some of the current challenges or problems or challenges that you face in the industry at the moment?
I think like what I mentioned, even with the budget right now, yes, we focus a lot of times improving connectivity. However, as I mentioned, there are three important criteria: the security, the people and talent, and also the processes. Whereby also VMware will be able to help in terms of the process. We have our professional service to be able to help to come up with certain methodology with our case reference across global that we can assist with a case study, with the right methodology to make sure that once we implement it, we have a process to maintain and support it to ensure that, you know, they are in the right track.
I'm speaking to Alex Loh. He's the country manager for VMware Malaysia, and we're talking about the rise of the digital economy in Malaysia as the budget 2017 approaches. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
This is Tech Talk, and I'm speaking to Alex Loh. He's the country manager for VMware Malaysia, and we're talking about the digital economy here in Malaysia. This Friday is the budget 2017, and there will be targets that will be set that's focused towards the digital economy. Apparently, the MCMC minister said that, you know, they're hoping to see the digital economy to contribute at least about 20% of the GDP by 2020. How do you think that the budget will sort of benefit the private sector? Because we can anticipate obviously more government spending and, you know, in certain areas and so forth. Where do you think the incentives would really be an impact to business positively?
It is a good question. Like I mentioned to you, it is not only going to benefit the private sector. And personally, I will feel that it's going to also benefit the Malaysia citizen. Okay, maybe let me elaborate a little bit. So whatever investment that we wanted to actually, the government would like to pump into is actually enabled for digital economy. At this moment, we have devices, right? We still need to develop on the people and talent to make sure that we are able to integrate it. Because most of the businesses, all the developers face the key challenge, such as doing the manageability and the integration of the IoT. So the people and talent play a very important role. And the second of all is definitely we need expert organization who have actually done this before from a private organization.
And when you mention experts, these are, you know, probably from around the world, not just, you know, Malaysians.
Yeah. Not from around the world, which they have also invested in Malaysia, or even with Malaysia. Even, for example, you look at MDEC a couple of years ago, they have actually set up a center of excellence whereby they have all the local form organization that participate part of the center of excellence. A typical name like FusionX is one of the analytics organization, which is actually a form in Malaysia and owned by the Malaysian.
And hopefully then you'll see more of, you know, FusionX kind of companies growing because of this, you know, this demand of, you know, everything needs to be digital. We want to be a digital economy, set certain targets, 20% by GDP, you know, GDP by 2020, you know. This race to that number will spring up, you know, all kinds of startups in that sense, right?
Exactly. Not only that, if you look at it, a lot of investment will put it in here, whether or not from a government or whether or not from a multinational. And obviously, two things that we shall talk about. It will first create a lot of job opportunities for the Malaysian citizens as well. Second of all, is that we have to get ourselves ready for the talent so that we are able to take up this job to ensure that we are able to deliver.
So the Malaysian digital economy vision is set to achieve gross national income, enhance productivity, and improve standards of living. Where do we see Malaysia in achieving this goal?
Malaysia is slowly but steadily gearing towards making the Malaysia digital economy a reality. Almost 65% of businesses are falling in the digital explorer stage, where they have identified a need to develop a digital enhanced customer-driven business strategy. Malaysia has a relatively young and skilled workforce who are effectively multilingual, and a forward-looking government that has the vision to make information and communication technology, which ICT, the core of its progress. With Malaysia Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC, the lead government agency spearheading the nation's digital economy agenda, with other supporting agencies like Malaysia Creator Fund, Malaysia Global Center for Innovation and Creativity, Malaysia Investment Development Authority, MIDA, the nation's principal investment promotion agency, it has a solid foundation to drive Malaysia into a new era in digital economy.
When it comes to digitization, how well are Malaysian companies in, you know, keeping up compared to, like, you know, global counterparts, or even just down south in Singapore, where, you know, they're obviously championing, you know, smart nation, and they've gone leaps and bounds in achieving this target. Where do we stand? Like, you know, are we competitive enough to fight on this global stage?
Definitely, we are competitive. I mean, you got to look at it comparing. Our nation is definitely geographical. Mm. It's much larger.
Of course, yeah.
Definitely a lot of places. Even sometimes you got to ride a boat to arrive to the rural area, mm. right? Probably take you half an hour, 45 minutes, depending on the weather. So the key important thing is that where we look at it is we have already embarked into, like I mentioned, the connectivity. I think the key important things for us to pay attention, close attention, in order to be catching up with, like, other well-developed countries is the security, is the people and talent, at the same time, the process. These are the three important which I would like to highlight again. And this is where VMware can also play a very important role to assist.
And how can Malaysian companies do more, or, you know, improve more on what they already have? Like, you know, any tips in that sense?
I think the most important thing is that what they need to focus on is at this moment how they can actually use the technology to drive their business. Mm. A lot of the times that what we need to do also at the same time may be our fault, but also at the same time we have to engage more of a business requirement, looking at business needs, especially when you talk about with such a global impact happening, you know, whether or not with the oil price going down or whether or not with some war that is happening around other countries. But the key important thing is that what we need to drive is most important thing to understand the business needs, how we can use the technology to help them. And also at the same time, it must be also talking about the government together with the government initiative, how we can actually build this together to be in sync, like talking about digitalization. So these are all play a very important role. And part and parcel is not just coming from the customer or the clients itself, but also coming from us that we have to actually work together closely.
Just to wrap it up, any sort of areas that you're looking forward in the budget 2017 besides, you know, the digital economy focus, or, you know, even just within the digital economy focus, what are you excited about?
As I mentioned, I'm actually thrilled about this budget announcement, and I strongly believe the government is actually moving into the right track. And this is what everyone is talking about, digitalization, whether or not Malaysia or likewise Singapore or other countries. The most important area that I'm actually excited, or I would love to see, is like the government would also like to not only focusing on improving the infrastructure, where the governments play a very important role, and also at the same time looking at the security, the process and people.
And this trends for 2017, regardless of what happens in the budget, whether, you know, it does come to your wish list, comes true or not, regardless of it, what's VMware looking forward to next year? You know, what's on the horizon? What are some of the things that will, you know, either rise or grow in 2017?
Oh, absolutely. If we see that this is the area that we coming up from the 2017 budget, the most important thing is like we have to engage more with the government to see how we can be part of the team to engage with them. Like what I told you before, a typical example, like where we engage with Epicom, you know. Likewise, same for that. We engage with Ministry of Education or Ministry of Finance, how we can do that, or even Ministry of Technologies.
And then from there, hopefully build the next future generation of leaders, because it starts from the grassroots itself, starts from school itself.
I think it's always start from the designing stage. Mm. Or the initial stage, to craft out the whole roadmap. And then from there, we can actually help a lot. And how can VMware contribute? And how can we help them in terms of identifying a proper process roadmap for the government?
And I think few years, down the road, we'll all just be, you know, digital, you know, civilized Malaysian citizens in that sense. We're all digital in that sense.
And in fact, if you talk about it, we are already digital.
We are.
Just whether or not we're well connected or not.
Yeah.
But from an individual personality, we are well connected.
Definitely that,
but it's not so much so as using the devices across what we have at this moment to be connected.
And 20% GDP by 2020, is this something achievable in that sense, just based on VMware and, you know, you've been around in the industry for so long? Is this number achievable based on, you know, what we've discussed at the moment? The government aims to do 20% by 2020.
Well, I strongly believe that the government has actually done their research and studies and to come up with this percentage. And I have confidence that we will be able to achieve that.
All right, cool. I've been speaking to Alex Loh. He's the country manager for VMware Malaysia. And we were talking about the digital economy here in Malaysia as the Budget 2017 approaches. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.